This week on Chicago Beer Pass, we talk about a Moody Tongue beer dinner at Side Door, Nick's visit to Lake Effect Brewing, and I give Nick some recommendations in Portland for his trip for the Craft Brewers Conference. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork pop out, boop, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And this is a podcast where every week we talk about our adventures in drinking. Adventures in alcoholism, right? We talk about the events we went to, how it went for going to, what's happening in the beer world, you know. But it's usually beer-focused because it is Chicago Beer Pass. So thank you for everyone for joining us this week. We're coming off an hour-long episode last week.
With Bader Brow, yeah. And then two guests in a row.
Yeah.
Lynx, then Bader Brow. So.
Well, we were off to a strong start, and then we fell off here.
And we just kind of showed up today.
Yeah. But we are drinking some Yum Yums, so that's pretty pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised you found this beer. Yeah, so this is Three Floyd's latest six-pack. It's a Yum Yum American Session Ale.
Mm-hmm. And this is the beer that replaced Pride and Joy.
Yeah. It's not a bad decision, now that I've had it.
No, you're like, yeah, this is better than Pride and Joy.
Yeah, like if you saw Pride and Joy probably has some dust on the bottles, you know? Uh-huh. And then so if you saw this and next to Pride and Joy, you'd get this.
Right, and it's Yum Yum.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
Got
a great name.
I love like this, what is this, Middle Eastern font? What would you call this? Arabic font, right?
Yeah, kind of.
And then there's this dude who's just like super jolly, big, hairy Middle Eastern dude, just having a great time on this label, man.
Oh, there's some mushrooms on there. It's just basically
there's cats.
It's a very weird, funky label.
It's trippy. It's a very trippy label.
Trippy, yeah. It's not metal.
Yeah, it's not what you're used to seeing from them. You know, which is like some sort of weapon and some sort of demonic character.
Yeah,
or pirate of some sort.
This is almost just like acid punk rock label. That's kind of like some punk show is happening at the Yum Yum.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, this is a good beer. My favorite part is that even like the that Arabic font is even in the description on the side. You know where they try to give you like. You know, a sentence or two about the tasting notes.
Yeah, it's very
even
hard
that's
to read.
In. Yeah.
Very cool. So we're going to sip on this. This goes down quickly, so we will be done with this beer before we even get partway through this episode. But we had some great stuff we went to this past week.
Yeah, pretty full week.
Yeah. Last week, I made it over to Side Door.
Okay.
Again, we went there for the Bourbon County dinner.
Yeah.
Where we drank every Bourbon County that currently was.
Yeah. Jeff, their beverage director over there, he was on the show. Yeah. That was a nice episode. We drank some one of those sours from Upland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they walked us through what they're doing over there.
Uh-huh. And this dinner was great. It was for Moody Tongue.
Yeah.
And Moody Tongue is Jarrett Rubin's brewery, so if you haven't tried any of their stuff, you definitely need to find it and give it a taste.
Yeah.
But this was six courses, six beers. It was a lot of food and a lot of beer.
Six course dinner.
Yeah. We had to go quickly over the menu. The first course was some bay scallops with their lemon saison. That's kind of like their, I almost feel like flagship beer. Like that's
it's
one
like, something,
known
about
for.
Like the, something about an emperor or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second course was the lobster roll with the nectarine IPA. So it was like a little half lobster roll.
Yeah.
Third course was the pork porchetta with their raspberry double.
No, I haven't had that beer from them.
Yeah, that was very tasty. That might have been one of my favorite beers of them. And then the fourth course was prime rib with their cacao wheat.
Cacao! How do you feel about the cacao wheat?
I did not like this beer.
Yeah, those are some things you don't really have. Chocolate wheat beers, that's not something you have all the time.
I think the pairing worked very well together because you got the prime wheat rib and the cacao, and they meld well.
Cacao!
But together, that or on its own, that beer was the one I left almost full.
Yeah. How did the six courses? What size beers are you getting with the six course?
We were getting like full size beers. The lemon saison came in that first course, and then in this fifth course was the cheese course. It came again. It was in like a champagne flute.
Okay.
Because his thought, when you start off a first course and you're given a welcome beer that's in a champagne flute, it instantly says like, hey, this is going to be a good time. You are happy. You're never upset when someone hands you anything in a champagne flute. You're like, oh, this is a party.
This party is starting.
I need to celebrate.
Yeah, totally.
That's his thought with the why it's in a champagne flute. And yeah, it's a great beer to start off with. And then we ended the night with a Baltic Porter tiramisu and their Baltic Porter. This was maybe the best tiramisu I've had.
In the history of life.
In all of tiramisus.
I do enjoy a tiramisu, and I like Baltic Porters.
Yeah, so this was a great course, and man, they were all good courses, except for that cacao wheat beer. I think I liked every one of the beers.
Okay.
And then Jarrett, you know, in true fashion, true showmanship, was very, like, he explained the beers well and wanted to people why he picked these ingredients and just, like, what you can learn from just the name of their beer as well.
Did anybody ask him about that Pilsner he made, the you know, the one with the black truffles? It's like $120 a bottle.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think people might have asked him privately.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say anything about it.
Okay. So,
I was wondering where it was, you know, like surprise
right.
thing. Everyone gets a $120 bottle.
You get a $120 bottle. Yeah.
But the next dinner that Side Door is going to do is going to be with Solemn Oath.
Okay.
Sometime in June or July, he said. Okay.
They're on a roll, man.
Yeah.
They do some good dinners, man. That sounds like a good time, especially the scallops and the lobster and the prime rib. That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
That's all stuff I would dig.
A lot of it was very light and refreshing meal.
Okay.
But cool. Six courses, you're drunk afterwards.
I like a Baltic Porter, too. A lot of people don't know that a Baltic Porter is a lager. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's the only porter. It's a porter.
It's the only porter that's a lager.
It's the only porter that's a lager. Yeah, it's totally. It's totally
the only Baltic Porter. That's a Baltic Porter.
Yeah, Baltic Porter is totally not an ale. Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
The only other thing I tried to go to Break Room.
Okay.
They just opened. What was it, Montrose and
Cali, California, something like that. Yeah.
It's a hike.
It's up there, man. It's about an hour from my downtown office.
Okay.
I mean, on like the Brown Line.
On the train. Okay.
Yeah, on the train. Yeah.
But. They're supposed to open at 2 o'clock. This was Easter weekend, and they didn't open until 4. I got there, like, just before 2. Man,
This is a theme with you, man.
I have issues making it to breweries when they're open. Either I'm too early or I'm too late. And this was a case that I was too early, and I was not going to just wait around in this neighborhood who knows where I was for 2 hours.
You can't just you can't just walk through people's neighborhoods and you don't know whose neighborhood it is.
Yeah.
You know. But you got to pull yourself together, man, get to one of these things when it's open.
I know. This was their fault. What are they doing not being open when they say, changing hours on me?
Yeah.
Jesus
shut down a lot of stuff.
Little sign when I get there. Jesus.
I mean, because it was Easter.
You know?
I wanted to go out and grab some food.
This was Saturday. It wasn't Sunday.
Oh, so Saturday. Yeah, they should have been open when they said then.
That's what I'm saying. You know, but I was like, I'm all the way up here. Where am I going to go? Half Acre wasn't far, but I decided to go to Beguile. I was like, well, I'll just go get some beer and take it home.
Yeah.
So Kevin was over there.
Oh, so you got to hang out with the Beguile guys a little
bit. Yeah.
So okay.
Checked out where their new little tap room area is going to be. Floor's all done, and it's basically covered with, like, packaging right now and, like, barrels, and, like, it's almost like just a holding space right now, but it's going to be open soon.
Now, I've been to their place before, and, you know, you walk in, and they got the growler fill station and basically a gift shop right in the front.
Yeah.
And then you walk behind that, and there's the brew house.
Yeah.
Now, where's the tap room going
to
be, though?
So if you're standing there ordering a beer at the growler fill, it's to the right of that. They tore down that wall.
Okay.
And they added another exit, because you can have more people if you have two exits.
Yeah.
And it's going to be right there. It's going to work like a place in maybe Portland would, where you just go up to the counter, you order your beer, and you sit down. Kind of like Lynx.
Oh, okay.
Where you don't, there's no going to be wait staff or anything. You go up there. There's going to be no bar stools because they don't want people to interfere with other people getting growlers. Yeah,
to-go sales, right?
Yeah. And then you can grab a beer, sit down. I think he said they're only going to be open till maybe 10 o'clock, but I feel like it was more like 9 o'clock. And that's kind of what the neighborhood said, like, hey,
yeah,
we don't want drunk people, like, peeing in our yards and passing out in our flowers kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're definitely, like, they're on a they're at the end of, like, a residential block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's houses across the street. Those guys, man, they're doing pretty good. Well, I was talking to the Whole Foods guys, and you know, Bagal's got their beer in all these new Whole Foods bars.
Sellouts.
Right. And then I'm like, so how did this thing work with you and Bagal? I was like, oh, well, you know, we went to their brew house and we party with them, and then we're like, dude, we need to do this in all our stores. Like, it's just such a it seems like a cool crew.
Yeah, you know. Kevin said they're always thinking, you know, a couple years ahead. They have plans like for what's next. One thing coming up, they're gonna be doing ciders.
No kidding.
They got their wine license, and they're going to start doing ciders probably sometime after CBC here.
Hmm.
He did say, like, one ruling for the wine and cidering is anytime a tank changes from a cider to a beer, they have to send a formal letter to the city.
Wow.
That this tank now has beer. Oh, this tank now has cider.
Huh.
And so I was like, oh, so you're just going to have, like, that tank's just cider. He's like, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some weird formal thing. It's like by the time someone checked that letter or Chicago Mail like got it, it would already be something else.
It would change already.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool that they're doing ciders, though. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't like a good cider?
Yeah, and they have a ton more barrels. They probably have – they're not anywhere Goose Island or even Revolution size with barrels, but probably on the, like, you know, smaller brewery size. They probably have more than anybody at this point.
No kidding.
Maybe – Penrose might have. I don't know how many Penrose has.
I haven't been there in a while.
But they have a few, so maybe. But I think Beguile has a lot of barrels.
Yeah. They're doing a great job of getting their beers out there, man.
Yeah.
You know? Kudos to those guys. That's pretty cool.
So that was fun. Grabbed a little mini growler, 32-ouncer.
Yeah.
Take home. Drink that night.
So. Now, are they going cans on their mini growlers or just straight-up glass howler?
Straight-up little glasses, oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it sounds like they got some good stuff coming up in the works. I think they'll be letting people know about and, you know, as they move forward on projects. Cool. But
right.
That was my week.
It's a pretty full week, man.
I guess so. I didn't, you know, I got let down by Break Room. I'm going to try to go this week because that Chicago Reader article or Chicago Magazine.
Oh, yeah, Chicago Magazine did. They did post an article about
the best.
Just about how awesome their space looked.
The bar looks.
Yeah.
I pictured it. Basically a shithole,
like, right? Not in your head, like before you went, right?
Just I thought it was just gonna be like, I didn't know the tap had such a big tap room. I thought it was gonna be like, the brewery's here and we have like a little bar that people are drinking at. No, this looks fantastic.
From the pictures, it looks like
like
a production, like some thought went into this, like some artistry going on up in
they thought
Montrose
about like it
Cali.
Wasn't just like, hey, we need a space for the brewery. All right, put the tap room. No, it was like, hey, let's do both and make them both look great.
Like a showpiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good. You got to be excited. I want to go up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a day trip out of it, you know?
All right.
It's terrible how people in the city are, like...
It's a mile away. That's far.
Like, dude, if it's not within this mile and a half radius, you consider not going to it. It's sad but true.
What about you? Were you making it to anything?
I went to a couple of events. The first one I went to was I went up to Lake Effect. I haven't been to Lake Effect in a long time. So they're up in Jefferson Park, and they did a Doppelbach with the Radler. So
Radler on Milwaukee.
The German beer hall. And then you know Clint, the brewmaster at Lake Effect.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to have like a naming ceremony where like you know he has this VIP mailing list. So he invites people out. You know they grill, they hang out. You know by the hops where they grow hops up there.
Yeah.
And then you know they pick a name for the beer, you know, and then whatever the popular vote is, that's what the name of the beer is.
Oh, cool.
So, well, let me give you the names that were on the final list to choose.
Sure, okay.
So it's a Doppelbach between, you know, the Radler and Lake Effect. Doppel Your Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Hans and Franz Pump You Up Doppelbach.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Procrastinator, I'll Be Bach.
All right.
And then and Doppler Effect. Yeah. So,
which one won?
So
those were subpar.
So Doppler Effect won.
Okay.
And Doppler Effect made the most sense.
Yeah.
You know,
it's also probably the safest.
Yeah, the safest. I mean, you're not gonna roll with Doppel Your Pleasure is the only other alternative I can see. You're not going to go with the procrastinator I'll Be Bach, are you?
Right. I'm sure there's already a beer called I'll Be Bach.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, they grilled and then they named the beer. So I went to that.
Nice.
And that was cool, man. He was telling me that he's got a collab in the works with Whiskey Sister is her Twitter handle. Hillary's her name. She runs the Sedgwick Stop. It's like Sedgwick and North Ave.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
That bar over there.
Not the actual train station.
Not the actual. She doesn't run the actual Brown Line stop, but it's across the street from that. And she's so they're working on a beer that's modeled after the Moscow Mule.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. So it'll be like a barley saison with gin, or vodka or something.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And we got, I guess, of course, serve it in that glass, right?
If you don't serve it in that, it's not a Moscow Mule. It's just gin and ginger beer.
Yeah.
Or vodka and ginger beer at that point.
You need copper?
Yeah.
Copper glass.
You gotta have the copper with the handle. Mm-hmm. So that's the only way to roll. So I went to that.
Cool.
And then I went to the Yucatan pop up series. So this is the Rick Bayless's street food restaurant. Zoco. Yeah, they do a pop-up series, and the first one, it's at breweries. The first brewery they went to was Half Acre.
Okay.
So I went to that event, and this was cool. The chefs from Zoco came out, and then this was, you know how beer dinners can take a bunch of different ways, different presentation routes is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these guys, you know, Half Acre's super cool. So in the beginning, you know, Half Acre talks about the beer, and it's like, hey, I'm going to introduce you to the chef. The chef talks about the food. And then it's like super casual, just crank the tunes. And then everyone's sitting in Half Acre's tap room. And then, you know, by section, they call you to go get your food in the brewery.
Okay.
And then you go back there, and there's like, you know, a pig head. And, you know, you got the chef and his crew serving you like homemade tacos.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was only three courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like a lot.
It was nothing. This was we went to the Bad Apple afterwards and got some cheese curds and got a couple more rounds. Yeah. It was like super small. So the meals were basically just like, you know, just like an appetizer, the tacos, and then like a dessert.
Okay.
The beers though, the Half Acre beers. The first dish was with Appenglow, which is their winter dark ale. It's like a 3.5% dark ale.
Okay. They know winter's over, right?
Winter's totally over. So
they're just pawning that off on you.
Yeah, like, they're just, here you go.
Get rid of this.
Fucking Rick Bayless. Here's your, I got your Rick Bayless beer right here. Pony Pills. Dessert was paired with Bombe, which was their, Bombe's their American rye stout.
Okay, so pretty standard.
Standard stuff, yeah. So what they do is once they check your name off the list, they give you like six tokens for full pours of beers.
Okay.
You know,
of anything you want?
Like anything, you know.
Okay.
So that's when we got a full pour of the Ginger Twin.
Nice.
Which was nice. That's and then good. Akari Shogun, of course, which apparently they make 6 months a year, which I didn't know.
Okay, right, but thinking of the Ginger Twin, that means, you know, it's red season. Like,
yeah.
It was Brian Baru from Three Floyds and Ginger Twin and
Those are probably label wise, those are probably two of my favorite red ales.
Uh-huh.
The Brian Baru and Ginger Twin.
Yeah, Maeve told me, my wife,
yes.
At one point she would leave me for Brian Baru. The beer.
I mean, but he is a Viking, you know?
Yeah.
So
I got nothing on a Viking.
You know.
Can't compete with that.
What are you gonna do, man? As a Viking shows up, you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So I think those are the beers we had outside of the list.
Okay.
And Space. Hmm. Space is like their
Space IPA.
Their flag. She said that's their flagship on tap.
Okay.
At the pub. Like they don't bottle it or can it, but
yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. Super low key. Super chill.
Nice.
You know, like, it wasn't one of those where the chef drives it or, you know, the brewery drives the conversation. They just kind of want you to come and do what you do with your friends, turn up the music, enjoy some food, because they're usually closed on Mondays and they don't have a kitchen.
Right.
So that was kind of like, hey.
So what's the purpose of Rick Bayless doing these pop-ups? Is it to promote his new Randolph space?
Yes. He's got a Randolph space, and then he's got that space in Wicker Park that's been open for a little bit now, maybe 5 months or so. And then he's got a brewery coming up. And then I think his chefs are really big beer fans, is what they said.
Okay.
And it was the chefs at Choco that really wanted to do the series. So Rick Bayless said, okay, well, what breweries do you want to go to?
Yeah.
And then they just named their favorite breweries. So Rev, Half Acre, and Temperance will be the three stops. I wouldn't be surprised if this went to other locations. It's a super cool thing, especially for spaces like, you know, that don't have a kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. Show up on a day that they're usually usually closed, and you know, they're blasting like, you know, it's Latin inspired music, and you know, everybody's just having a good time. Like, you know, it's got a Friday vibe, but it's like Monday at like 5 o'clock. It was good. That was actually a really good party.
Nice.
Yeah. So
anything else then?
No, that's all I went to.
Man, I feel like we went to some solid events this week. They were like, you know, totally different.
Yeah.
Thing. Went to some breweries and went to like two like beer dinner kind of things.
Yeah. Like, you know, like kind of almost grown up stuff.
Yeah. They weren't like beer fest. Like, I got my pretzel necklace on and I don't know somebody how to
dropped
get home.
As soon as someone dropped their glass, everybody said, oh.
Yeah. No, there's no glasses getting dropped. It's respectable establishments. Well, should we get into this week and what's on the calendar?
Yeah, totally. Let's get into it, man.
You've got the list. I don't have any list in front of me this week.
So I got the list. All right, so we're going to start with Thursday. Thursday, April 9th.
Okay.
All right. That's, what are we doing here? We're doing the list. Yeah, so Barley's Angels. Angels is doing a road trip out to Church Street Brewing. Church Street's in Itasca.
That's a little bit of a road trip.
Yeah, it's a little bit. So what they decided to do is take the Metro out there.
Okay.
So you can sign up on Barley's Angels Facebook page, and they're going to take the 523 Metro out of Union Station. It gets to Itasca at 559, and then they've arranged a bus to pick everyone up from the Metro and drive, you know, like 2 miles or whatever to the brewery, the Church Street Brewery. We were talking to the Cobra Lounge guys, or All Rise Brewing guys, and that's where they're brewing their beers until their stuff gets up and running.
Oh, okay. Their system, they're not brewing on that system yet?
I don't think their system's up yet.
Oh.
I know at least the first batch came from Church Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is a 6:30 p.m. tour of Church Street, and then they're going to serve pizza, and then they're going to be done and get back on the 8:43 coming back to the city.
Well, that's fast.
Yeah. In and out. It's pretty efficient. And then the cool part about this is that it's on the Metro, and you can drink on the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you want to get to know the Barley's Angels ladies, they're a female appreciation group. There's a handful of those around the city.
So is this a ladies-only event? Or is
no,
this
it's ladies and men.
Okay.
Yeah. I think when they – I know they rented out the brew bus one time, and they said, well, you know, we did an all-ladies event, and we really want to invite everyone out.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, if you're a guy who likes ladies who like beer.
Right.
And then if you're a lady who likes beer, it's all inclusive here.
Okay. You know? All right.
Yeah. So – so there's that.
But you don't have to like, as a guy, you also don't have to like ladies. You just like beer. And
or you could just like beer.
it is all inclusive. I don't want
to
like.
Yeah, I mean, no, you don't have, don't feel obligated to like, you know, like anything other than the beer, right? Okay. What are we doing here?
The beer is first. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
This Thursday.
Yeah, Barley's Angels road trip to Church Street Thursday, April 9th. Also, April 9th is Microphone Brewing is launching. So that's...
I keep hearing this name.
Yeah.
Why? Who's this?
Yeah, who so is Microphone is Michael Palin, right? And we're talking about Break Room. He was the brewmaster at Break Room.
But they just opened.
They just opened. So the project's been like a 19, 20-month project. It's been like almost 2 years in the works.
Not as long as Gary Gulley.
Gary Gulley is the only one that's got Break Room beat on planning for his brewery. You know, you talk to Michael, he's like, yeah, you know, he's done a beer with like a brewery in Costa Rica. He's done like 28, 30 different collabs, right?
Okay.
And then he's just decided, hey, after a while, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to take over as Slapshot's head brewer.
Okay.
And the reason he did that is because he could then brew Slapshot's beers and then also launch his brewery, which is Microphone Brewing. It's played after his name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so now that brewery's coming to fruition.
Okay.
So he's coming out with cans. And he's going to have two beers there at MASH, which is the new space up in Ravenswood.
Right.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
We talked about it, I don't know, maybe
yeah,
a few episodes ago.
The logo looks like brewing equipment, you know, MASH. And so he's got two beers at his launch party. This is 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 9th. One Hit Wonderful, which is an IPA with, you know, Columbus, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he's got a Misty Mountain IPA.
So where is he brewing these at? Is it at Slapshot still?
He's brewing at Slapshot.
So is he still brewer for Slapshot and
right,
himself?
So as part of his commitment at Break Room, he had to put his brewery on hold.
Okay.
He had to stop Microphone and focus just on Break Room's brewing equipment, brewing stuff.
Okay.
But now he's going to be doing Slapshot's beers as well as his own beers. I think that's part of the reason why he left.
That's a weird, I guess, from, I don't know, outside, like why... Why be a brewer for another brewery and you are brewing your beers? Wouldn't you have a vested interest to promote your beers and make them better. I'm sure you're not going to brew bad beer.
Yeah.
But you want to see your beer sell. It's your brewery. You want to see that sell better? No?
Yeah. I think a lot of it's probably got to do with, like, his access to Slapshot's equipment. That probably it's got a lot to do with it. Yeah. So, and I guess that wasn't a deal they worked out at Break Room. He probably went to Break Room and said, hey, I'll brew your beers, but I got this budding idea. You know, I want to have this project as well. And I'm probably like, no.
Like, no, yeah, do our beers because that makes the most sense.
Yeah. Right? And then he was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And then he was like, you know what, fuck this. I'm not doing it. I'm out. That's probably what happened. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think it's probably more conducive at Slapshot because Slapshot's space, you know, Bucket List was brewing there.
Yeah.
You know, Root Hippo, they brew their beers there. So it's definitely more of a collaborative workspace from the beginning. You know, it's collaborative before he showed up. So I think it's like, you know, they probably kind of said, hey, you can do your beers here as well.
But we need a brewer.
But you can do your beers after you do our beers. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Just an interesting, everyone works at a different
deal. I'm with you. It's definitely not typical, you know. Yeah. I know, like, at Pipeworks, like, you know, I think 18th Street, their first beer was a collab with Pipeworks.
Yeah.
And then they left and had their own brewery.
Yeah. I guess it almost is the same idea as Perennial and Side Project, right?
Which, yeah, was kind of the same. Like, I don't know if, you know, Corey with Side Project has his own space now, but when he started Side Project, he sure as fuck didn't.
He didn't. So.
Yeah. He was just brewing at Perennial.
All right.
Yeah. It's very similar to that. Yeah. So, all
right.
Microphone brewing launch up at MASH on April 9th at 7.
Nice. And would these be on kegs? They'll be on kegs,
yeah.
Not cans.
Okay. These are kegs, yeah. And actually, I screwed that up a little bit. So, the Misty Mountain Hop is the IPA with Mosaic and Simcoe and Columbus. And then the One Hit Wonderful is a Citra Belgian ale with orange peel, coriander. And they have a Lachouf yeast strain they're using in that one.
Nice.
So, One Hit Wonderful is the Belgian. Misty Mountain is the IPA.
Awesome. Okay.
Right, and that's it for Thursday. So then Saturday is Chicagoland Suds Championship, American IPA Division.
Okay.
So this is the Ale to the Burbs guys.
Oh, right.
So they're doing a festival where it's a blind tasting. They say, hey, you know, we're tired of the hype around beers. What we want to do is have a tournament of 16 beers. We won't tell you what they are. You pay $35 to enter, taste all the beers, and then the crowd there will vote on who the best beer was, and then they'll reveal the beers at the end.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
That is. That's different. Yeah, that's totally
definitely
different.
Definitely a different event.
Yeah, so this is Saturday at 1 p.m. It's a $35 ticket. Your $35 includes all 16 IPAs along with pizza and live music. And, 1 p.m. start at Beer House Chicago, which is in Lombard.
Okay.
It's in the. It's actually in the little strip mall at the Oakbrook Plaza.
Cool. Okay.
It's like in a mall. Yeah.
The Ale to a Burbs guys do a lot of great stuff, so be sure to check out their blog. It's usually a blog where they're posting about what's happening in the burbs.
Yeah, totally. And they're like a total collective. You know, I know, you know, Kevin Bastian, who's a poormanbeer.com, he came out and took some photos a couple of weeks ago. He's the coolest guy. Yeah, they're just a group of guys that really want to rep the burbs.
Nice.
And just, you know, keep the pulse on what's going on out there, which is cool. You know,
it's been a little quiet, I think, at least from what we've been hearing, because it's all cold. You don't, as Chicago natives, or we live here, we don't make out to the suburbs, but now it's warming up, travel easier.
Yeah, this actually looks like a really unique event, you know, compared to what your average Saturday party looks like.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then so Sunday, April 12th, at Delilah's is Delilah's Barrel-Aged Stout Fest. It's their fourth annual fest. So you know the drill at Delilah's. It's $20, you get 20 samples. And then they're going to be pouring a mix of, you know, beers on draft, and then some beers will be out of bottles.
Uh-huh.
And they really like to keep, like, verticals of beers. So, you know, J.W. Lee's, Central Waters, Goose Island, Sierra Nevada. Those are some of the usual suspects that are at those events.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's it for events.
That's it?
That's it, man. Short week for events.
Oh, man. And we're going to be gone next week because you are off to the great beer land that is Portland, Oregon.
Going to Beervana, man. I'm excited. Now, you go all the time.
I go all the time.
This is my first trip, so I'm kind of excited.
I'm going in 3 weeks.
See?
3 weeks.
Yeah. Because you got family up there, right?
Yeah, wife's family all lives there. We're going for her cousin's wedding. And, you know, it's not her family. It's my family, too, right?
It's your family. It's our family. It's your family, too.
So, yeah, it's a great town. I hope you got a lot of stuff planned already.
Well, I know I want to get a bike, like a bicycle. And then, you know, there's like a four-mile radius of a lot of stuff to get into. There's a Chinese restaurant that's also got a brewery in it that I'm kind of excited about.
Okay.
I was talking to...
You're in Portland. Like, the laundromats have breweries.
Right. Right, the laundromat. It's like, Nick, I was talking to Stevie Hamburg. I saw him at the Lake Effect thing. Yeah. Nick, you know, you go see a porno at 11 a.m. The porno's got 15 beers on draft.
Yeah.
There's, like, beer everywhere.
The actual porno.
So I'm
the
really...
The porno.
He's like, yeah, you go to a movie theater and they got, like, you know... You go to a movie theater. The movie theater's got 15 beers on tap. So
you go and see one of those nudie pictures.
He's the best, man. I love Stevie, man. He cracks me up, man. And yeah, so I'm jacked, man. We'll see, man. I'll definitely report back, man. Take a bunch of photos, and you know, we'll chat about Portland.
Yeah,
a little bit.
If you need recommendations? Let me know.
I do need recommendations.
All right,
because I'm finding some weird stuff, and I'm like, I do want to go on. Well, Ben. You know, well, Deschutes has a tap house there.
Yeah.
And so does 10 Barrel.
The new 10 Barrel's right basically around the corner. It's across the street from Rogue, which...
Rogue there.
They're both downtown there, not too far from each other. They're all, like, walkable right there.
Yeah, Rogue. I want to see Cascade. I want to see Gigantic. You know, get all the basics covered.
Gigantic's a little bit... a ways. Yeah. It's in a weird spot.
Yeah. I'm hearing about Belmont Station.
Uh-huh. But Gigantic and then Hopworks.
Yeah, Hopworks. I see.
They're not far from each other.
Yeah.
And then you could go to Belmont Station. But that's, you need a car for that. That's a little bit outside the downtown.
Okay. Yeah. So that should be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to go to Bailey's Tap Room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's going to be a wild week, man. I'm there for like 4 days.
So, well, that should be good.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, lots of good places to eat, too, not just drink.
Yeah, yeah. I hear nothing but good things. I haven't met anyone yet that says that town sucks. Everyone I meet is, like, really jacked about having gone, so.
Yeah. We would have, Maeve and I would have went for a CBC. I mean, the family's there. We have a free place to stay.
Yeah.
But we're going out there for a wedding a couple weeks later, so it's hard to, like, go out there and then come right back and then go out there.
It's not too late. You can talk this person into just getting married. The 14th through the 18th.
I think they already postponed it many a times. And yeah.
Yeah. So. But
do we got any beer news before we go?
We got a little bit of beer news.
Okay.
All right, we'll
enough,
run
enough Portland here. This is a Chicago beer pass. I'm way off topic.
Yeah. Right. We got some news. It's Chicago Whiskey Week, apparently.
Okay.
I mean, my inbox has been flooded with, hey, did you know Chicago Whiskey Week? Whiskey Week emails.
Man, I gotta get on your emails. Like,
man,
email
I'm
lists.
Like. When did you guys make this up? So, you know, Laman and Eagle, Delilah's, Fountainhead, they've all got, like, you know, these whiskey events that they're throwing this week.
Okay.
Like, for example, the one in Laman and Eagle is a Penrose event where they've got a barrel-aged beer called Spectral, and it's aged in these Four Roses barrels.
Yeah.
And they're giving you a chance to, like, come in and try the source bourbon next to the beer, you know. And I'm bringing it up as a segue because Dew Six is doing the exact same event. It's a beer and whiskey pairing. So these are the beers they've got. North Coast's Old Stock, Barley's Old Stock, Bourbon County Stout, and Against the Grain's Kentucky Rye Chicken. So these are all barrel-aged beers. They invite you to come out.
Okay.
Try the beers next to the bourbons, the bourbon source. You know, try it next to the bourbon. That the barrel
was okay.
God damn it.
Yeah, we get it. We got
all
right, what
right,
you're
we
saying.
Got it. We got it. Oh. All right, cool. Or you can try the beers all on their own.
Okay.
For you do a flight, 6 ounce pours for $20 at Dew Six.
Nice.
Lagunitas Beer Circus, tickets go on sale pretty soon on April 16th. That circus is on June 6th. Now, last year, that circus was during Chicago Craft Beer Week. It was like May 18th or something.
Which Chicago Craft Beer Week is. That same like time again. I think that
they've
announced the dates. I'm blanking on when they
are,
but there's already a lot of events getting announced for that.
Yeah, it's usually like the second week in May around that time. Lagunitas moved their beer circus back to June 6th.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, that's like a tribute to the original location in Petaluma. You know, they were moving from one location in Petaluma to another, and they literally had, like, all their friends and family, like, you know, carry all this furniture and all this brewing equipment down the street and, you know, people dressed up, and it looked like a circus. It looked like a parade almost.
Oh, funny.
So this is kind of like, you know, a tribute to that event where they move their equipment.
Nice. I'm going to have to get tickets this time. I did not go last year.
Same here. I missed it, and people loved it. People I talked to loved it. Brad's favorite brewery, Two Brothers, is releasing Sour Beer Number 2.
Okay.
Yeah, Sour Beer Number 2 is the it took a gold medal at Great American Beer Fest this year. So on Friday, April 10th, 21 Chicago locations will get Sour Beer Number 2 in bottles.
Nice.
That's their allotment. 21 locations, you can find out all of them on the Two Brothers webpage.
Yeah.
It'll be at all the Benny's and all the Whole Foods in the city.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Baseball season in Chicago has started.
Right. Cubs opener was Saturday.
Cubs opener was Saturday. Sox open on the road. They'll open at home this upcoming Monday. The Sox released.
You going?
I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Oh.
This Portland thing, man, it's got me frozen.
Okay.
Like, I'm jammed.
Fair enough.
I can't party. I can't party like I want to. I do like partying at Sox Park, though. You can tailgate at Sox Park.
Okay.
You know, I do like, and then, you know, Maria's.
Yeah.
You know, things get super weird. You look up, it's 3 a.m. You know, I love Maria's. So the Sox have a lot more craft beer than the Cubs do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Miller Coors. They sell Miller Coors products, but these are some of the options you can get at Sox Park this year. Like at Wrigley, you can pretty much get Old Style or Goose, and that's pretty much it, right? Or Budweiser, and that's it. At Sox Park, you can get Anti-Hero from Rev, Founders Porter, Elliot Ness from
Great Lakes,
and then Pollyanna Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a golden ale called the Lamonti Golden Ale.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. The full Lamonti. Sorry.
Oh.
Not just Lamonti. Yeah. So that's cool. At least they're showing some local love. You know what? I don't know what the exact stats are, but I think we're lacking when it comes to big cities and beer at ballparks.
In like the ballparks?
Like good beer at ballparks. I think we're lacking in that department.
Yeah, you know, if we just let the big guys take over and
It's definitely a different space here. Yeah, Miller Coors is based here.
Yeah.
Budweiser's in St. Louis. They got their big presence here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it was good. They, you know, basically gave the park to Goose Island.
Which is cool. So, you can go get a Sophie, you know, $10. But at least you get to get Sophie at Wrigley, which is cool.
What's a 312? $8 probably. So.
Yeah.
Sophie. Right. But you don't want a Sophie on like a 90-degree day usually.
And one more bit of news, Hailstorm out in Tinley Park.
Yeah.
They turn 1 year old this weekend.
Wow. Are they, how far away are they from?
350.
350 and is it Open Bottle?
Oh, yeah, Open Bottle, across the street.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good question. I haven't been out there yet.
Okay.
Tinley Park's actually pretty big, though. Yeah. Tinley Park and Orland Park are huge. I was looking at the map one day. Tinley Park's like 16 square miles.
Damn,
it's a lot of space in Tinley Park.
Okay.
Saturday, they're going to have a sour golden ale with blackberries, raspberries, and boysenberries. That's their anniversary ale. So cheers to those guys. They turned one this weekend.
Man, congrats. That's awesome.
Woo. That's it for news.
Damn. Well, we're going to get out of here before we hit that hour mark, like last week. If people have recommendations for you on Portland or how to find you here in Chicago, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to events, links to iTunes where you can you know, subscribe, leave us a review. I love reading those reviews. It's great to see people supporting the show. And our Facebook
page. Dude, I love your show.
Dude, I love the show. Drinking beer. Cheers. Send me some Three Floyds. And then our Facebook page is /Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting photos there. Even my uncle recently, he's likes the Facebook page.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's like, oh, you were at a CBS event or a KBS event. And I was like, oh, that wasn't me. That must have been Nick.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, too bad. He like wanted to talk to me about beer. So it's either Nick or I posting about the events we go to, sharing events that are coming up that we don't mention on the show. So check that out. Be sure to like it up. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Again, no episode next week because Nick is out drinking.
Portland, man.
But we'll be back the following week. You can let everyone know about the great stuff he did.
True.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.